This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Under pressure from congressional Democrats and some Republicans, both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees begin a series of closed hearings this week on a potentially explosive political issue. They're investigating what led administration officials to insist, before invading Iraq, that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction and posed an imminent danger to the United States. Those questions have put the White House on the defensive. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
In speeches both yesterday and the day before, President Bush decried what he called revisionist history done by revisionist historians who'd like to, in his words, rewrite history. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer explained yesterday the president was talking about all the questioning of his pre-war statements that Saddam Hussein had to be disarmed.
And so he looks at it and describes as revisionist history those who now seem to cast doubt on the accuracy of the intelligence information that stated that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction prior to the war.
Still, the intelligence hearings starting today on both sides of Congress are to focus precisely on the accuracy of such intelligence information. Pat Roberts, the Republican chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has asked that as a first step, his panel members review 10 volumes of intelligence documents from the Central and Defense Intelligence Agencies. Roberts resists calling this an investigation, and he says he has not put down in writing, as Democrats have asked him to do, just where the probe is headed after today's meeting.
But I think we'll have agreement on exactly what we're going to do. We have all the information now, and I'm asking all members to, we're going to show them exactly where to go in the conference rooms and where the material is and where their classified notebook will be, and encourage them to go review all the documentation. We've already had 3 hearings scheduled. They will be closed because of the material that will be discussed.
Roberts says unnamed administration officials, including ones who served in the Clinton administration, will testify before his panel at another hearing, either tomorrow or next Tuesday. He says he's come to what he calls an accommodation with Jay Rockefeller, the top Democrat on his committee. Rockefeller demanded today's hearing in a letter that he and the panel's other Democrats signed last week. He disputes Roberts' contention that Democrats are seeking to politicize this probe.
The worst part out of all of this is that it makes what is in the interest of the American people look like it's some kind of political grab bag. And that's horrible. This is not. This is basic, substantive stuff. What did we know? When did we know it? How was there any bending of it? Was there not? Am I all wrong? Is he all wrong? Are we both half right? There's nothing wrong with finding that out.
Rockefeller says he'd like open hearings to be held next fall on Iraq-related intelligence. Lawmakers would have more time then, he says, than they do now to delve into unanswered questions. But in the House, there's pressure building for swifter action. Yesterday, House Democrats on the International Relations Committee called for a probe apart from the one getting underway today in the House Intelligence Committee. Pennsylvania Democrat Joe Huffel says he voted for the Iraq resolution last fall, giving the president war powers because he was told that country had dangerous weapons that threatened the U.S.
We need to account both for what's happened to those weapons. Bluntly put, we have to figure out where the hell they are and what's happened to them. And we also have to account for what appears to be either inaccurate intelligence or misused intelligence.
But Republicans on that House committee rejected the calls for a separate probe. Nick Smith of Michigan said it really all boils down to whether it's wise to politically challenge the White House.
I would suggest that the implication is, prove to me, Mr. President, that you knew what you were talking about, that it is somewhat of a critical effort to obtain information to prove wrong. I think you either trust your administration or you don't.
Both the Senate and House intelligence panels meet behind closed doors this afternoon. Both have traditionally operated in a bipartisan way, but that tradition, especially on the Senate side, is increasingly giving way to acrimony as Democrats accuse Republicans of foot-dragging to protect the president, and Republicans accuse Democrats of trying to make political hay out of the fact that weapons of mass destruction have not yet been found in Iraq. David Wellner, NPR News.